Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.
Peter Chun is CEO of UniSuper, the winner of this year's Best Super Fund in Money Magazine's Best of the Best Awards. Welcome, Peter. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Julia. It's great to be here with you.
Peter, you've just won Money Magazine's Best Super Fund. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, no, it's an absolute honour to be awarded this year's Best Super Fund Award from Money Magazine. And for us, Money Magazine is such a highly regarded financial publication. So it's really special that we not only won the top award this year, but also the most number of awards by any super fund. So five in total. And I think for me personally, it's even more so this year. It's particularly satisfying given the challenges we've all had to face with lockdowns and the uncertainty of a global pandemic. So I'm extremely proud of all our entire team at UniSuper for all their hard work and dedication over the past 12 months. And I'm actually really proud to win this award because it really validates the strength of our performance. And ultimately, you know, that's what we're measured on. We set really high standards for ourselves to be the best value superannuation fund in Australia. And so we continue to deliver on that with our really good investment performance and the lowest fees in the market. So, you know, ultimately that's great for our members.
And Peter, I guess it's great timing because you've just recently opened up as a public offer fund. Why did you decide to do this and what has the reaction been?
Yeah, that's right, Julia. You know, UniSuper was created some 40 years ago by those in the university sector for the university staff and has grown to over 100 billion in size. And we look after over 450,000 members. So it makes us one of the largest and most successful funds in the country. Now, it's always been a bit of a hidden gem or what we'd like to call ourselves the industry's best kept secret. And we are widely known for top investment performance. So we decided earlier this year to be open to the broader public and bring this market leading offer to all Australians. And you know, for us, the scalability that comes with opening up means we can have greater impact than before, and that's really important to our members. The other thing I'd add is that it has been a really significant time in the superannuation sector. We've had numerous amount of regulatory change with Your Future, Your Super, and these reforms have all been about lifting the bar on the industry and creating a more competitive landscape. And so we see that as a real fantastic opportunity for us. So as a high-performing fund, UniSuper is really well placed to attract new members from outside the higher education sector. You know, given our strong performance, our low fees, and that real deep member focus. So the reaction has been great so far. You know, we've had new members join us as well as roll monies from other funds. And it's exceeded all expectations. So we've already set ourselves a target over 12 months and we've surpassed that in just 4 months. So we're really pleased now we can offer, you know, what was only exclusive to the higher education sector to the broader public.
Oh, well done. Now, because you started life as a fund that was looking after academics and university staff, what were some of the unique challenges of the fund?
Yeah, Julie, I actually see we're incredibly lucky to be able to represent, you know, some of Australia's best thinkers, the best minds, you know, given our heritage in serving the higher education sector. And I strongly believe our universities, the research sector, they play such an important role in our nation's future and the economic prosperity. So, you know, the bright minds, that spirit of innovation, it really inspires us to also be at our best and to deliver the very best for our members. So, you know, example of this innovation is, you know, we were one of the first super funds to start managing monies in-house and rather than outsource to fund managers. And we now manage over 70% of our $100 billion in-house. And this has really helped us to have a strong active engagement with the companies we invest in. We're able to take a leadership position on climate risks, as well as also access, you know, unique investment opportunities that would otherwise not be available. And so also, more importantly, it helps us drive down fees. So we're really delivering value to our members. And we see other super funds now looking to replicate, you know, what we've done and playing catch up. So I think, you know, the fact that we are unique with this heritage of looking after academics and university, you know, we were originally a defined benefits fund, and that helped us really focus on delivering income for our members in retirement. And so we think of ourselves as having deep expertise in really delivering those strong outcomes for our members. And I do think as well, we do have a strong financial advice capability, and that's really unique given some of the complexities in us looking after academics and the universities. But it really helps us have great insights from the innovative thinking of our member base.
And Peter, would it be correct to say that a lot of academics, they're getting a higher amount put into their super and they're staying employed for longer, so they would end up with large balances, which I guess makes people a little bit more engaged with their super?
I think that's right, Julie. I think that there is no doubt the balances of our members are higher than the industry at large, and also the types of member base that we have. They are more engaged in finance and in superannuation, and I think we're really privileged to be able to serve that base. They do like to choose how their investment options are managed, and so relative to other super funds, we again have more of our members exercising investment choice.
And you're relatively new to the fund. So what did you see as the attraction of coming over, and what do you see as the future that you're going to bring?
Yeah, look, Julie, I'm certainly really excited to be leading the fund in this new era at a time when the industry is going through a lot of significant change and disruption. And I think UniSuper is in such a strong position in this more competitive market. You know, we are one of the largest funds in the market with over $100 billion. And I really boil it down to three things that you know, people choose. You know, when they think about a super fund, there's three key things that they think of. First is top investment performance. Secondly is low fees. And then the third one is the ability to get good advice. And in all three areas, we're really strong. So in particular, in the first two, you know, these are the two measures that the new ATO super comparison tool focus on. And UniSuper, in terms of our fees, we're the lowest in the market out of 160 super funds. And also in terms of returns, we're right up at the top when you look at all the time periods, 3, 5, and 7 years. And also on advice and education, we've been awarded on multiple occasions by Chant West. They're a specialist research house. And again, so I feel really optimistic that UniSuper can really thrive in this new environment. And certainly we're looking to continue to pass on those benefits of scale to our members. You know, in terms of the areas that I'm looking to focus on going forward, there's probably three in particular. So the first one is to just continue to build on our brand awareness that we're not just for the university sector, but what now we're all open to all Australians, and they can enjoy the benefits of our fund, as well as to and continue to enhance that digital capability so our members can be able to access and interact with us really easily. The second area is that whilst our, you know, we have strong performance and low fees, you know, we feel that people really like the fact that we have a strong focus on ESG. And so, you know, it's all about creating a future worth retiring for that doesn't cost the earth. And that's what we look to stand for. You know, we're a leader in sustainability, and we strongly believe we can influence the companies that we invest in. So that's the second area. And then the final area that I'm really looking to focus on is to make sure we continue to focus on financial advice and really help our members live well in retirement, because ultimately, you know, that's what we're here for.
Money Magazine's bumper Best of the Best issue is on sale now, featuring the leading superannuation, banking, investment, insurance, telco, and car providers for 2022. To purchase a copy, visit moneymag.com.au and click Best of the Best Awards. So you've done particularly well in the last year or so with your global opportunities and your sustainable options. Can you tell us more about what they are and how you choose what you're investing in?
Yeah, look, we're really proud of the fact that, you know, we are one of Australia's largest managers of sustainability investment options. So over $13 billion. And again, that comes from our member base that is very engaged with this particular topic. And the $13 billion are across three options. So sustainable high growth, sustainable balanced, and the Global Environmental Opportunities Fund. And all three funds have delivered really strong returns for our members. So that's really pleasing. But it's not just these three investment options. So right across our whole fund, so, you know, we manage over $100 billion, we're absolutely focused on addressing climate risk and the transition to a lower carbon economy. Because in my mind, you know, this whole theme of decarbonisation, it's the biggest issue of our generation. So I really want to lead a fund that is doing something about it and for our members. And so we definitely believe that UniSuper, with our scale, we can definitely make a difference and actually drive positive change. And it's because of our size that we have a seat at the table, and we can really use that to influence the companies we invest in. You know, just give you an example, you know, we're a very large shareholder in BHP. And, you know, companies like BHP, they're really part of the solution. You know, they're very well capitalized, they have a lot of influence, and they can actually make the right investments to reduce their carbon footprint. And so we see they also provide resources to help the broader economy transition to a lower carbon economy. So, you know, with the work we do, with our engagement with BHP, you know, a recent example, they've announced to the market that they're actually selling out of a Queensland coal mine. And in 2022, they're likely to be out of those sorts of assets. And so we definitely feel that we can make an impact. And certainly in this space, we're really proud of the achievements we've made.
And Peter, how engaged are your members with this? Do you hear from them that they want you to make a stand with certain companies?
Yeah, as I said earlier, our member bases are very engaged, given they are the academics and the university sector. And they are more engaged than the broader population at large. So there's no question about that. And a large number of them do actively engage with investment selection. So only sort of, you know, less than 40% of all our assets are in our default MySuper option. So the majority of our members do choose where their assets are actually managed. And they absolutely take an interest in the progress we're making on climate risk transition. We're really proud of a report which is on our website, the UniSuper Climate Risk Transition Report. And it's now in its fourth year, so the fourth edition. It is a 60-page document. We certainly believe it's market-leading. There is a shorter version. We have a webcast as well on our website. So our Chief Investment Officer, John Pierce, talks about the progress we're making on this topic. And our members really do engage with it. We have a lot of the analytics which show that our member base definitely take an interest and a deep passion on hearing about the progress we're making. Again, something that I'm really proud of, you know, with that member base, you know, we represent these innovators, the real thinkers in our industry. And some of their achievements are mind-blowing. I'll just share with you that, you know, this year, one of the professors up in Queensland, Professor Lydia Morawska, she was named as one of Times Magazine. This is the Global Times Magazine, you know, most influential people of 2021. That's right up there together with Joe Biden. So, you know, really impressive. And for her research in the role of aerosol transmission in COVID-19. And it's really changed the way the World Health Organization has measured and responded to the virus. So things like that really reflect the sorts of work our members are interested in and the passion, and it's absolutely inspires us to do the best for our members.
And Peter, you mentioned your financial advice area. What are your members actually most concerned about at the moment? What are the types of questions that they're asking advisors?
Yeah, look, certainly during some of the market volatility that we did experience with COVID, we did get a lot of calls to our contact center and also into our advice teams. I mean, what's again pleasing during that experience is that the vast majority of members that spoke to one of our financial planners stayed invested, whereas some of our data did show that members who didn't see a financial planner and did switch to cash, invariably when the market did rebound, that they missed out on some of that market return. So again, you know, market volatility is something that's important to them. Another aspect that we certainly are supporting our members through at this point in time is, of course, some of the structural changes happening in the university sector due to some of the loss of international revenue and the fact that many of our members are seeking advice, and there are some redundancies that we're experiencing with our member base. But again, really pleasing that a lot of our members have spoken to our financial planners and they've continued to be invested in UniSuper. That's again a reflection of the great work that our financial advice teams do in that regard to support our members.
And what do you think is going to keep you in the top spot for next year?
Look, I think there's no doubt. I think, as I said earlier, low fees is really important and strong performance. Again, we definitely focus on those two aspects. And then the third thing that we're really excited about is we're launching our mobile app in the new year. And again, I think digitizing a lot of our services to our members is going to be important. You know, during COVID, there's certainly been no doubt that more and more of our members are engaging digitally, as well as I think there's a general change in consumer preferences and the fact that now I think people do like the ease and convenience. So I think that's really exciting for us to continue to digitize some of our services and to make sure we're looking after our members.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time today, Peter. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks, Julia. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Peter Chun, CEO of UniSuper. Please remember you can subscribe to Friends with Money wherever you listen to your favourite podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au.